That flat clock is slow.
A minute.
Recording in progress.
Okay, let's begin, guys. All right, I really encourage you guys over Rosh Hashanah to really bring your Gemaras. You got time, you got a lot of time. Keep going over to the whole Gemaras. You know, the Mishnah, Lamed Daled, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Beis. All the way to the Mishnah. You have what to do, there's always what to do. And let's continue upon this theme with number 28. Number 28, how did Rashi Masber, why Shemitah Bizman Hazem the Rabbanan? So you all know what this is referring to. This is referring to the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara had asked that famous kasha, how can D'oraisa be canceled alone? And Hillel gets up there and says, no, I want it not to be canceled because I wrote a prisbul. How can you do that? So Abaye gave an answer. What was the answer? Mary said that Shviz Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan according to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Yes? Only problem with that is that the Gemara goes on to say that Shemitah's Ksofim is connected with Shemitah's Karka, and Shemitah's Karka is the Rabbanan, so Shemitah's Ksofim is the Rabbanan. Yeah? You got the questions, right? So what's missing from the Gemara? What's missing from the Gemara is why is Shemitah's Aretz the Rabbanan? Why is Shemitah's Karka the Rabbanan? The Gemara just makes that assumption. It's a very glaring omission, right? Okay? Why is it, you need to fill in the blank? So Rashi says, I'll fill in the blank for you. And the blank is filled in by saying, Yovel did not exist during the times of what? During the times of Vayishani, which is when Hillel lived. And therefore, since Yovel did not exist, that dropped Shemitah to becoming the Rabbanan, and then Shemitah's Ksofim becomes the Rabbanan. Okay, you got the chain? But it's very glaring when you read learn the Gemara. I mean, why? The Gemara doesn't tell you why. The Gemara just makes that assumption. Hello? So Rashi fills in the blank for you. Okay, you got that? That's number 28. 29. What did the Torah's Kohanim say? What is the Torah's Kohanim? Never be too bashful to ask a kasha. What is that? Torah's Kohanim is the Medrash on Vayikra. You know how there's like Bereishis Rabba, Shmos Rabba? Bless you. So what's the Medrash called in Vayikra? Torah's Kohanim. And Rashi quotes the Torah's Kohanim that says, Beferish, the Torah's Kohanim says that Shvis is Noeg, Bizman, Shein, Yovel, Noeg. That Shemitah can exist without Yovel. Please get it. Rashi quotes from the Bavli, the Yushalmi. He says, the Bavli and the Yushalmi say Shemitah will not be derisive if there's no Yovel. Oh yeah? The Torah's Kohanim argues on that plain and simple. Says that's not true, and it's a machlokas between the Bavli, machlokas the Bavli and Yushalmi on one hand, against the Medrash, Torah's Kohanim. Okay? David, you got it. We're on number 29. That's what the Torah's Kohanim says. What does the Torah's Kohanim say? That Shemitah can't exist without Yovel. Against the Bavli and Yushalmi. Straight up. That's what the Torah's Kohanim says. Okay, fine. We'll see how we can reinterpret that. But that's how Rashi quotes. Rashi presents it as a machlokes. That's 29. 30. What is the machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos and Erekin that got me the Torah's Kohanim? So, Rashi says it's a machlokes. Like we just said, that the Bavli and Yushalmi say that Shemitah cannot exist if Yovel does not exist, and the Torah's Kohanim says we beg to differ, and therefore the Torah's Kohanim says you can have Shemitah without Yovel, not a problem. And what's the story? It's a machloikis, straight up. Machloikis Bavli Yushalmi against the Torah's Kohanim. However, Tosfos has a different take on this. Where is the Tosfos? Tosfos in Erekin, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, not Tosfos by us. In Erekin, towards the end of Shas, he says there is no machloikis. There is absolutely no machloikis at all. What do I mean? That the Torah's Kohanim says Yovel should have been observed. Should have been observed, his mind by Hashani, but they did not do it. They sinned. They practically sinned. Did they not observe Yovel during by Hashani? They did not do it. And there's a machlokes in the Tanoim, please get it, as to whether if you don't observe the Yovel, you don't send the Vadim free, or you don't blow the shofar, Lamaisa, does Shemitah exist? I mean, if they don't practically do Yovel, Mayor, does Shemitah still exist or not? That's the question. So, Lamaisa, we know that the Torah's Kohanim says, according to the Tosfos and Erekin, that if you are Pater Mikra Adin from Yovel, you are also what? Pater Mikra then from what? Shmita. Even the Toras Kohanim agrees with that, says Tyson Erkin. All the Toras Kohanim was saying, Yisrael, that if they don't practically observe Yovel, then Lamaisa, there still will be Shvitz. That there still will be Shvitz. The only time that Yovel and Shvitz will not be observed, Shvitz that doesn't apply, is if Yovel Mikra Din does not apply. You guys got what I'm saying? So according to Tosfos take, there is no machlokes. Because the Toras Kohanim, we thought, according to Rashi, said what? That Shemitah can be what, Eliezer? Straight up can exist without what? Without Yovel. Yes? And that's against the Bavli Yusham. That's Rashi's presentation. What's Tosfos and Erkin's presentation? No! The Toras Kohanim agrees that what? If there is no Yovel, there is no Shemitah. All the Toras Kohanim said is that if they did practically not observe Yovel, they still will do Shemitah. Meaning the observance of Shemitah is not dependent on whether they observed Ava. So observed Yovel. So if you say like that, then there's no machlokes in the Bavli Yusham against the Toras Kohanim. You got what I'm saying? The only time that you say that what? That Shemitah will not be observed is if the Ikra Din, there's no Yovel. That's all the Toras Kohanim. Toras Kohanim says if they don't observe Yovel, Shemitah still will exist. That's all the Toras Kohanim said. But if the Ikra Din, you're Patrim Yovel, you also be Patrim Shemitah. So it turns out they're really not arguing. The Bavli Yusham against the what? Against the, which one? Against the Toras Kohanim. Please get that. Halacha L'maaseh. Okay? That answers number what? 31. That answers 30. 31. What's the Machlokes Tosfos Erkin and the Raya that got Shlosha Dvarim Makvim B'Oivel? B'Oivel Minchas Chinuch B'Stapik, I'll say. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tavai and Zion Sif Aleph quotes a Gemara. There are three things that are makeh b'yovel. What do you mean makeh? You don't do the following three things, you can work the land. But if you do the three things, you can't work the land during yovel. Yovel is the jubilee year. What are the three things? Shiluach avodim, sending out the eved ivri. Number two, returning the real estate achzaras asadas. What's number three? Blowing the shofar on Yom Kippur shel yovel. If you don't do these mitzvahs, then you don't observe yovel, the din. So the Minchas Chinuch says, okay, I understand that. Blowing the shofar and Kippur Shel Yovel. If you don't do those three things, does Shemitah exist? If you don't do those three things, I know Yovel doesn't exist regarding the Karka, but does Shemitah exist? Minchas Chinuch says, I'm not sure. Maybe the Shemitah also won't be Chal, or maybe you'll say it will be Chal. Only the time Shemitah is Pater is when Yovel Mikra Din is Pater. So it's clear from Tyson Erkin. It's clear from Tyson Erkin that what? What does Tyson Erkin say? That in the case we don't do the three things, does Shemitah exist? Yes. When you don't do those three things, what's the din? When you don't do those three things, what's the din? Shemitah does exist. But the Ravid holds on the Sugis to the Rif, it's mashma that what? What is it mashma? That you're not chal Shemitah if you don't do these three things. So it's a machloikis between who? Tosfos and Erkin against the Raivan and the Rif. And it could be Rashi holds like the Raivan and the Rif. That Lamaisa, Rashi's saying that if you don't do these three things, maybe it's very possible that also Yovel is not Chal as well. Now the first 10 days, what do you do with the first 10 days? First 10 days, the Avadim are on their own. They haven't been freed. But the first 10 days of the year, you have to wait till Yom Kippur. That's all. That's when you do it, when you release them. By Yom Kippur, you blow the shofar, and also you return to real estate. So do you work the field? I don't think you work the field till the 10 days. Allah Chalamayis, because you don't know what's going to happen, right? You don't know what's going to happen. If you do those three things, you can't work the field. So those 10 days, you won't work the field no matter what. Because you got to see whether those three things are going to be done. Okay? Yes, Jonathan.
Could Rabbi please repeat the three things?
Yes. Number one, sending the free Eved Ivri. Sending them free. Number two, returning the field to the original owners. And number three, blowing the shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. That's what they do. And if you don't do those three things, do you have to what? You don't even do what? The fields can be worked on Yovel. The Isser working on the Yovel fields is totally on those three things. But the question is, you didn't do all those three things. I know I can work the field on Jubilee year, but what about Shemitah year? You follow me? Now, I was bothered with that. Isn't it the year afterwards? How are you going to know? You understand what I'm saying? Maybe it's for the next Shemitah. That's what I think you got to say. No? It's got to be for the next cycle, because how could it be you're already after that year? That's what I was thinking this morning. It has to be for the next Shemitah, another 7 years. Yes, Binyamin.
Wait, so Tosafos says that if you don't do three things, Shemitah still exists. What's the other opinion?
The Ravid and the Rif says Shemitah will not be chal if you don't do those three things. And we're saying it's got to be the next Shemitah. Can't be the one a year before, because what are you supposed to do? But I'm pointing out to you, though, the first 10 days of Yovel, you don't know if you're going to do those three things. So don't work the fields. Because if you do those three things, Lemafreya, what you did was awesome. Retroactively. Okay. That answer 31. 32. Look at the last Rashi in the Omid, Lamed Bav Amud Aleph, if you have your Gemaras. Next to last Rashi. Rashi says, Bizman Shiatam Hashamed Karka, Kegon Akshav Shabbat Le Kedushas Aretz. What does that mean? What is Bat Le Kedushas Aretz? Yaakov, if you want to wash us, we saved a piece of pizza for you. Okay? What'd you say? Okay. What does Rashi mean, Bat Le Kedushas Aretz? Please get it. What does Rashi mean when he says Bat Le Kedushas Aretz? Very, very interesting Rashi. What does Rashi mean when he says Bat Le Kedushas Aretz? That's the question here. What does he mean? Why does Rashi write that? We're in which one? Number 32?
Yeah.
Why did Rashi write Bat Le Kedushas Aretz when what did he say right beforehand? Why is there no Shemitah Bizman Hazeh? Mayor, what did he say to Rashi right before that? Why did he say there's no Shemitah Bizman Hazeh? Because what? Come on, we just said it, guys. No Yovel. Why does he now say because of Bat Le Kedushas Aretz? They're two different things. One Rashi after another. We didn't comment on it originally. That's one of the added things, bonuses you get for Chazara. You could go over things you missed. Mama says steer from one Rashi to the next. So I want you to get this. Please get it. The Beis Halevi says, I'll tell you why Rashi says a new pshat. Because Rashi was talking earlier, Bizman Bayesheni, there's no Yovel knowing. You know why he says Kedushas Aretz here? I'll tell you why. Because why is it Pashut to Rabbi that Rabbi HaKadosh no Shemitah Aretz? Why is there no Shemitah Aretz more than Shemitah Ksofen? Why is that more simple to him that we nullify Shemitah Aretz more than Shemitah Ksofen? That we have to learn how Shemitah Ksofen from Karka. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because Bat Le Kedushas Aretz. That's why the starting point is there's no Shemitah Aretz. Once I know there's no Shemitah Aretz, then there's no Shemitah Ksofen. But it's much easier to what? Not because it's linked to Yovel. The earlier Rashi was talking Bizman Bayesheni. So that's why Rashi had to say Lamaisa, that it's connected with Yovel, and Yovel's not knowing during Bayesheni. But the bottom line is, this Rashi's talking about why is it easier to say one is the Rabbanan than the other? Why is Shemitah Karka easier to say that it's the Rabbanan more than Shemitah Ksofen? Because it's Bat Le Kedushas Aretz, that's why. Not getting involved in any heckish of Yovel. Earlier in Rashi, he was talking Bizman Bayesheni. Okay, Bizman Bayesheni, you have to deal with whether it was a Yovel or not. That's the push-up shot answer why there's no problem in Rashi. Another shot is that I want you to get this. You know what? And I thought this is Meduyah. You know, maybe this second Rashi, you'll get it down, is going like the Torah's Kohanim. What did the Torah's Kohanim say? What did the Torah's Kohanim say according to Rashi? That what? You guys tell me, we just said it. What? That Yovel, that Shemitah can exist even without Yovel. But even so, I'll still tell you why Shemitah's the Rabbanan. Why? Because of Bat Le Kedushas Aretz. That's the Pashut John Rashi. The Pashut John Rashi, and it comes right after he quoted the Torah's Kohanim. I thought it worked really well. That's what the Dvar Yaakov says. Comes right after. When you got Chazarim inside, you'll notice it. Right after he quotes the Torah's Kohanim, he says, oh, Bat Le Kedushas Aretz. Even though it's the next Dibra Matzkel, but it's right afterwards. So he's saying that new Svara for the Torah's Kohanim. That's the Pashut John we want to say to Dvar Yaakov. The first shot is the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi was saying that it's much easier to say Shemitah Tzaharetz is through Rabbanan because Bat Le Kedushas Aretz is more than Shemitah Ksofen. Because, Lamaisa, it's Bat Le Kedushas Aretz. Shemitah Ksofen has nothing to do with Kedushas Aretz. That's the Beis Halevi. However, earlier in Rashi, he was talking about during Bazman Bayesheni, so you have to come up with what? Then that's linked with Yovel, and the only way I could drop Shemitah Tzaharetz to be the Rabbanan is if Yovel's not knowing. Okay, that answers number 31. 31. That was 32. 33. What does, real quick, Jonathan?
When Rebbe was saying one is more the Rabbanan than the
It's other. Much easier to say that Karka is the Rabbanan than Ksofen. Why? Because Karka needs Kedusha and has no Kedusha. That's what the Beis Halevi wants to say. And Rashi previously was talking about Bayesheni, where Bayesheni there had Kedusha, so the only way you could say it's the Rabbanan is that there's no Yovel. Okay.
Give the answer to the Torah's
plan and the answer of the Torah's plan. Devar Yaakov says that. Devar Yaakov. Sefer Devar Yaakov. Very fine, beautiful Sefer. Okay, where are we at? Right here, right in front of me. Which number are we at?
33.
That was 32. 33. What did Rabbi Natan ask on our Gemara and the Gemara Moy Kot in Lefi Rashi? How do you answer our Gemara? That's a misprint there. It should not be mitaretz with an aleph. Please cross out the aleph. Bechu mitaretz. It should be without an aleph. You know how, like they say, any, you know, Nate was so kind to type this off. Any mistakes or errors are due to the what? The originator, meaning me. Okay? So Lamai said it's not Nate's fault, it's my fault. So blot out that aleph. So what was Rabbi Natan's kasha? Rabbi Natan's kasha on Rashi is that it's such a glaring point that the Gemara omitted why Shemitah's the Rabbanan. What's going on? Why didn't the Gemara say it? Why didn't the Gemara say it? The Gemara should have said it according to Rashi. Ask Tosis on Rashi. What's going on here? He says, how could it be? The Gemara could have quoted this drasha. The Gemara should have quoted why Shemitah's the Rabbanan. It's very glaring that it's omitted. Why didn't say that Yom was not knowing? That's number one kasha. What's number two kasha? On the Gemara Moy Katan. The Gemara Moy Katan says that you're allowed to irrigate fields on what? Shemitah. How? You're not allowed to irrigate generally. What's the answer? Shemitah is Bizman says the Rabbanan, and you'll lose the field. So in Rabbanan, they were make up a Makom Hefsid. The Gemara Moy Katan also doesn't say why it's the Rabbanan. Just keeps rolling along. Shemitah's the Rabbanan. Shemitah's the Rabbanan. Why? He asks on two Gemaras and Shas. So he answers our Gemara by saying the following. What's the Iker theme of our Gemara? Shemitah's what? Kark or Ksofen? What is the Iker theme of our Gemara? Ksofen. So the Gemara doesn't need to get into the what? The Gemara doesn't need to get into all the background. The Gemara talks about the Iker Nekudah being that since Shemitah's Kark is the Rabbanah, Shemitah's Ksofen is the Rabbanah, and that's all. That answers our Gemara. Doesn't answer Moy Katan. Does not answer Moed Katan. And that's what we said that Taisa asks Halacha L'maisa. That's what Taisa asks Halacha L'maisa on what? On Rashi. He answers our Gemara, but he leaves the Gemara Moed Katan. The Gemara, you know, uses the same. Why does it quote Shemitah's Ksofen by a maturing Harisha or irrigation? What does one have to do with the other, L'maisa? Okay. So we suggested L'maisa. We'll get to it, L'maisa. We'll get to it now. That answers which one? 33, 34. What is the sheet of the Kesef Mishnah? L'gabei Aramish Vizvus Banazah. What is the Svara according to Mishnah Melch? Let's get it. Rambam writes that Shemitah Bizmanazah is Noeg Bifnei Abayis, Shelo Bifnei Abayis. So the Kesef Mishnah says, 1 second here. I thought you paskin like Rebbe. Rebbe holds Prusbel works because Shvis Bizmanazah is the Rabbanan. Where are the two Rambams? Dalet Chafei. Where he says, and then in Perek Tesalokha Yitzhat Zayin, what does he say? That Shvis Bizmana says, the Rabbanan, Prusbel works. So, Mayor, make up your mind. Does the Rambam hold the Dirais or the Rabbanan? So, Kesemish has an ingenious answer in both places. He says, when Rebbe said his Drasha, he only was referencing Shemitah's Ksofim. Shemitah's Ksofim is the Rabbanan, Jonathan. Get it down. But Shemitah's Karka, according to the Kesemish Pshat and the Rambam, is the Araisa, even Bizmana Zed. There's a very, very strong split, says the Kesef Mishnah for the Rambam. Shemitah's Ksofim is the Rabbanan, Shemitah's Kark is what? Minat Torah. What is the Svara, says the Mishnah Lamelech? What is the Svara of the Kesef Mishnah? Let's get it. Which one is linked up to Yovel? Shemitah's Ksofim. Why? Because they're both releasals. Yovel, you release the fields from the buyer to the original seller, and Shemitah, you release the loan. Since the commonality thread is what? Releasals, we compare Yovel and Shemitah's Ksofim. So Shemitah's Ksofim is the Rabbanan because Yovel's the Rabbanan. Shemitah's Karka could still remain. Shemitah's Ksofim could still remain what? No? Diraisa, correct. Yes, Jonathan.
35, what about the aspect of...
30, that was 34, what?
What about the aspect of Yovel, Karka, Jack,
That's exactly why they're similar. Yovel and Shemitah's Ksofim, because they're releasals.
No, I'm saying, but we're saying that
Shemitah's Ksofim is linked to Yovel.
Right.
Yes.
How come Shemitah's Kark? There's an aspect, we said the three aspects of Yovel. One of them is Shemitah's Kark going back to
Yovel. No, that's Yovel. But Shemitah's Kark has no releasal to go back to Yovel. Only Yovel does, right? Yovel and Shemitah's Ksofim. Shemitah Sub is a release of a loan. Shemitah, and also Yovel has the field goes back from the buyer to the what? To the seller. That's only in Yovel. Shemitah's Karka, there's no concept of going back to the original guy. Okay? All right. That answers number 34, 35. What does the Mishnah Melech Prichadish Beis Halevi ask on the Ketzer Mishnah, and how do they answer? They ask a great kasha. What do they ask? Doesn't the Gemara say in Moed Katan? Doesn't the Gemara say in Moed Katan that we're referring to what? What are we referring to? What are we referring to in Moed Katan? That there's an Isser of what? An Isser of Harisha. It's an Isser of Harisha. Yes? There's an Isser of Harisha. Rebbe's referring to Harisha. How could you tell me that Shemitah Sukkim is linked to Yovo and not Shemitah Skarka? The Gemara in Moed Katan links it. That was their kasha, yes? What are you saying? You're saying the Rambam links Shemitah Sukkim to Yovo, not Shemitah Skarka. What do you mean the whole basis of Bezim Moed Katan was that what Karka was linked to it? And that's why we allowed irrigation and Shemitah Skarka was linked to Rabbanan. So we gave an answer. What was our answer? You remember what our answer is? It's all the same thing, Lamaisa. In a Hanami, you can link up what? In a Hanami, you can link up Lamaisa. In a Hanami, you can link up Yovo with Shemitah Sukkim. But Karka has to be thrown in there as well, because you remember Benji, you remember you asked that Kasha? How do you use the same Pasuk for what? For two different dinim. You remember you asked that? How can you use the same Pasuk for two different dinim? Excellent. So the answer is, we said they're both releasals. In what sense are they releasals? They're all considered to be divin releasals. And in this sense, Jonathan, this is what you were driving at, I think. You're a releasal from you working your field. Not that the ownership goes back, but there's a releasal. So in the end, really you could lump all three together. Even though Ksufim is with Yovo, but under Ksufim is Karka, because there's a bit of a what? There's a bit of a releasal as well. There's a rush and rush, but ask Benji's Kasha. How can you learn from the same puzzle two things? Right? That you can makish Yovel the Shemitah and Shemitah Sukkim, Shemitah's Karkals, right? How are you able to do that, Lamaisa? That was a little bit of a different kash, but it's the same thing. How can you makish Yovel the Shemitah, Shemitah Sukkim, Shemitah's Karkals? Based on Levi says, because they're all what? They're extra releasals. They're all Shemitahs. They're all releasals. You can bundle them all together, and in that sense, it would be fine, halakha Lamaisa. Okay. That's what we answer. But I want you to get down in your notes that the Pasa Shulchan was a Talmud of the Gaon. You know, the Gaon had Talmidim that made Aliyah. One of the leading Talmidim was named the Pasa Shulchan, his Sefer. And he writes that the Kesef Mishnah was Chozer Bo. What is the Shulchan Aruch Tshuva Sefer called? Does anyone know? We said it in Shir, Afkas Rochav. It's a famous Tshuva. In Simen, I think it's Simen Chaf Dalet, I don't remember. But he says that he was Chozer Bo. Even though on the Rambam he said Shemitah's Karkas D'Oraisa, he's Chozer Bo, he says D'Rabbanan. And that's what most of the Gedolei Acharonim say pshat in the Rambam. So I want you to get this down. The Pasa Shulchan points it out that the Kesef Mishnah was Chozer Bo. Even though on the Rambam he says D'Oraisa, but he was Chozer Bo in the Tshuvas to say that Shemitah Bizman HaZeh is D'Rabbanan. Okay, we got that? Excellent, guys. Okay, that answers number what? 34. I'm sorry, that was 35. 36. Here we go. Rabbeinu Tam was strong with his kasha. I don't understand Rashi. Why wouldn't the Gemara give you a case when it omitted why would it omit the Nakuda that Yovel's not knowing, which is the clinching Nakuda? Why what? Why Yovel? Why Shemitah becomes the Rabbanan? Yes? Why would it leave it out? So Rabbeinu Tam is a fantastic shot. A very novel shot. How do you define the word Shemitah's Karka, according to Rabbeinu Tam? How do you define it? Amazing. What do you mean, how do you define it? I'll tell you what he means. You know what Shemitah's Karka means? Exactly what John was saying. It means Yovel. What a fake out. Does not mean Shemitah. It means your land is released from you, this buyer, that goes back to the seller. Wow. Meaning when you translate, if we wrote on our own art scroll, we would translate the word Shemitah's Karka in our Gemara as not Shemitah's Karka the seventh year. It would mean Yovel. That's an amazing shot that Rabbeinu Tam says. Wow. Rabbeinu Tam says it's a whopping shot, Lamaisa. Absolutely amazing. And therefore, Lamaisa, he says, is referring to Yovel. Okay? And therefore, he says, that's exactly what we're referring to. We're referring to Yovel. And the din of Shemitah's Ksofim is not what? Shemitah's Ksofim is what? What is Shemitah's? Mishamek Ksofim, Yovel is not. That's the contrast, Lamaisa. That's the contrast in the Gemara, and it's amazing pshat, Lamaisa. So when our Gemara, both here and in Moikotin, was not talking about what? What wasn't it talking about? It was talking about what? It's talking about Yovel and what? Yovel and Shemitah Tzofim. Ah, it's a Shemitah Karka. That's not referring to Shemitah. It's referring to Yovel. And that's Lamaisa what he means. Lamaisa, that's how you answer what? How does that answer our Gemara? How does that answer our Gemara? Because it is talking about Yovel. How does it answer the Gemara Moikotin? We were bothered by that, remember? Really, it's talking only about Yovel and Tzofim, therefore the Matas Harisha, you have to say also that it affects what? Meaning we said that answer that we said for Rashi, you have to say for Rabbeinu Tam. It also affects Karka, but that Lamaisa is not the Nakuda of the... that's the result of the Drasha. The real Drasha is linking Yovel to Tzofim. The result is also affects Karka. That's why you're allowed to do Harisha. That's what you have to say. Otherwise, it's very difficult. How's he answering the Gemara and what? How's he answering the Gemara Moikotin with his new pshat, Lamaisa? This is what you have to say, pshat, halacha Lamaisa, in order to say the pshat to fit it in well. Okay, that answers which one? That's in other words, what I'm saying is you have to fill in the blank for a bit of time. You have to say similarly what we said for Lamaisa, what? For Rashi, that it's, even though it's the drushes, Yovel, and Shemitah Tzofim, but it also what affects Shemitah Karka, that Shemitah Karka has got to be what? Got to not exist if Yovel doesn't exist either. That's what you're going to have to say, halacha Lamaisa. Okay? That's what you're going to have to say, halacha Lamaisa. That's the only way that you're going to have to be matter this when the Gemara says in Moikotin that it was mutter, because that's after Bayesheni, the Gemara Moikotin. Therefore, it's mutter. Now, I want you to just get down in your notes. I noticed this morning. Again, this is a great thing of a Chazara. Just get down in your notes. Os Alth and Hagos Rav Ranshborg. Hagos Rav Ranshborg. You know what he says? Collector's item. He says that Yovel also is Meshamin Ksofim. There's Yushalmi in the third paragraph of Rosh Hashanah. Look, hey, wow. Our Taisa says black and white, not that way. It says Shemitah is Meshamin Ksofim, below Yovel. Yovel doesn't cancel loans, but there's Yushalmi in Rosh Hashanah that says it does. It's amazing to me. Amazing to me. Please get it down. Again, Rabbi Natan says Shemitah Skarka means what? What does Shemitah Skarka mean? Yovel. And the Gemara's linking Yovel to Shemitah Ksofim. And what is Meshamin Ksofim? Only Shemitah, not Yovel. Oh yeah? Rav Ranshborg says, there's Yushalmi that says Shemitah Tzofim also Yovel cancels. That's an amazing thing. 2 years in a row, Yovel can cancel what? Shemitah Tzofim. So I want you to get that down. We didn't say that in Shir. It's Os Alifer on the top. Please get it down. I'm reading from the middle. Shuv Reishu Yushalmi Perek Gimel Rosh Hashanah L'Chahei Dom Rav Rebutu Mishum Chachamim Yovel Mashamin Namik Tzofim Imkin Yeshomer Kusha Atayz Rosh Hashanah Aniskel V'Dov. You have to look at that Taisa Rosh Hashanah. I didn't get a chance to look at it well, but that's an amazing thing. I missed this. So please get down that Rav Ranshborg. But this is how Rabbeinu Tam says the pshat, amazing pshat. So again, if we were writing on art school, what would we write? On the bottom of the notes, Shemitah Skarka. Rashi says Shemitah Skarka means Shemitah Mamish of Karka. And what does Rabbeinu Tam say? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? What does Rabbeinu Tam say, guys? How do you define Shemitah Skarka? Yovel, right? Not Shemitah. That's not the pshat, but it is a releasal. That's not the push pshat. So our Gemara is not omitting Yovel. Like Yisrael said, it says Yovel. And you have to say Moikotin also. The result of Yovel and Tzofim being linked is when you have no Yovel, Harisha will be mutter too as well. Okay, excellent, guys. What number now? That was 36. That's why I said, I want you to underline that. I'm going to ask you this, Blinetta. I'm going to ask this. It's going to be a very easy machina, but you got a chazer good. Blin that or underline it a lot. Ma'o shidzer bin atam al shmitz kar bipshat. What I mean by pshat is, what is the teich of shmitz karka? 37. That was 36. The men of the Rashi teich the gabi yovel by sheni. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Historical machleks in Rashi teich. Did yovel exist by sheni? Rashi says no. The Bav and Shami say no. And Rabbi Natan says, actually I shouldn't say the Bav Dushami. Rashi says he believes Yovel did not exist by Hashemi. Don't say Bav Dushami. Rashi says on his own. And Rabbi Natan says what? Rabbi Natan argues says Yovel was Noah Guzman by Hashemi. It's a straight up machlok, this historical dispute between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says it did not exist. Rabbi Natan says it did. That's 37. 38. What is the Raya of Rabbeinu Tam from Shivcha Charufa? I don't think you need a Yud there. That's another mistake. It's all my handwriting, my fault. Please get rid of that Yud. Shivcha Charufa. Tazbir Kol Araya. That's also a mistake. Raya should be Aleph Yud. Yudhe. Yud K. Okay? Resh Aleph Yud K. Raya. This means proof. Please get those fix those mistakes. Okay. The Raya of Rabbeinu Tam is amazing. Unfortunately, there were men who were promiscuous. Unfortunately. And they were Boal Shivcha Charufas. They had beer with the Shivcha Charufa. One of the six Hashemas you say every morning in the Zehu Makoman is Hashem Shivcha Charufa. One of the guilt offerings. What is a Shivcha Charufa? You guys got to get this. This is probably another thing I'll ask. Okay? I could say that in all of them, right? You have two men, Jewish men, that own a Shivcha Kananis. They own a Shivcha Kananis, meaning that she was a Goyish woman, non-Jewish woman, that goes to Mikveh to become a half-Jewish. Shivcha Kananis. Two men own her. One man frees her, the other man retains ownership. And that man retains ownership, David, mirrors her off to a third man who's Jewish. Yes? Now that third man is normally an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, who's a Jewish man that was stolen and was sold by Beis Din. Okay? Or he sold himself. There are two ways to be an Eved Ivri. Yes? But the Pashup Shot is that he was sold by Beis Din, because a lot of guys would sell themselves. It's because they wanted to live with the Shivcha Kananis. So we don't allow Mocher Atzmo to be the Shivcha Kananis. You follow me? Then she's Mizana with a fourth man. Who's the fourth man? Who's the fourth man? Who's the fourth man? What's the fourth man? Who's the fourth man? A fourth man's the guy who's Mizana. So what's the punishment? The man, the fourth man, has to bring a Korban Asham, and the woman gets Malkus. It's a split punishment, which is very rare. And Arias says usually the punishment is equal to the man and the woman, except for a guy's Mizana with a Bas Kohen. She gets Refa, and the man gets Chenek. But usually it's always the same punishment. Here, the guy doesn't even get killed. Well, he's got to be, it's a bad thing. He's got to be a Korban, but he's not punished. She gets Malkus, split punishment. You got it?
So which is worse?
Punishment, death. Death, and Malkus. No. Korban's bad, but not as bad.
No, I'm saying Malkus.
Malkus is worse than a Korban. It's physical on his body.
Right?
She gets it, he only gets a Korban Asher. So let's get this down. These guys were being bold, Shivcha Charufas.
How is this a Raya?
It's a Raya that what? You tell me. Because Eved Ivri, they would marry them off to an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri can only exist when what? When Yovel exists, says the Gemara, based on a drush in Irkin. On Daf Lamed Aleph, I think it was. I think it's in Irkin, Daf Lamed Aleph. Yes? I believe it's Lamed Aleph in Irkin. Okay? You got that?
Where do we see this case?
What do you mean, where do you see this case? He says that's what we have a Mesorah, that's what they did, he says. We have a Mesorah, that's what they did. By Yesheni Lamaish, the Gemara says that they were Baal Shivcha Charufas, Gemara says. So that's a Raya Brura that during Bayesheni Yovel existed. Beautiful Raya, no? You guys got to know what a Shivcha Charufa is. And I'm going to add on the extension. What was the Machloekes Rambam Ravid we had on that? What happens if the fourth guy was a Katan that's Mizana with her? Does he have to bring an Asham? Does anyone remember? What did the Rambam say? You have to bring a Korban when you become a Gadol. Ravid says ridiculous. He did it when he was a Katan. The Rambam says if you do an Aveiru when you're a Katan, it's a Maisa Aveiru with a Pteronshin. And when you become a Gadol, you better what? You need to have kapara for that. That's why Rashi said in Bava Kami, throw a football through the window when you're a Katan, you got to pay when you're a Gadol. Remember we said the Ramah said if you turn a light on Shabbos, or on Shabbos, you have to do a tshuva when you're a Gadol. Remember we said that? There's a concept of a Katan doing a Maisa Aveiru. If a Katan sodomized an animal, you kill the animal. Even though you don't kill the Katan, he was a Katan. You see that Katan has a Maisa Aveiru according to many Makairis. In fact, the Rav said, if a cotton counts Svira, remember in mitzvahs? It's a Maisa Svira, which allows him to count Vaitan. If his bar mitzvah was in Lag Bomer, he can count Vaitan with a bracha. The action of a cotton might not be culpable and punished, but it means something in halacha. So you guys got to know this thing. You got to know this. Okay, we got that? That's number one. 38, 39. Let's get it. Give three ways you can slug up the rise, all like Rashi. Rashi says there was no Yovel and Vaisheni Gabriel. How are you going to get out of this riot? It's a beautiful riot. How are you going to get out of this riot? We had three ways. Number one, Tosis said it in Fevers too. Number one, maybe this is a holdover from what they did by Vaisheni Rishon. By Vaisheni Rishon, they were bold. Shivcha Charufas. And they hadn't brought Karbonis for Kapara for it. 7 years between the destruction of Bayis Rishon and the building of Bayis Sheni, right? 586 BC was the Korban Bayis Rishon. 510 BC was the building of Bayis Sheni. So the 70 years, and there were people that lived that long, and they were Boaz, so they had the what? They had to bring Karbonis. But for the Averis they had done during Bayis Rishon. In Achanami, there is no Yovel in Bayis Sheni. None at all, Binyami. Get it down. It just was a carryover. Okay, it's just a carryover. That's what the Ron says and Tysus says. Tysus says, don't say that. Why did Tysus say, don't say that? Because we never heard that they were choshed. We heard that they had to do korbanos for what? The Avodah Zarah that they had done. That we had heard about, and they were choshed. They were suspected of doing Avodah Zarah. We never heard of guys being suspected of being with Shivcha Charufas during Bayis Rishon. So therefore, Tysus rejected that. But the Ron held it. Tysus rejected and said, I don't hold to that answer. Because we never find that there was any suspicion at all of hearing them being acting promiscuously, Baruch Hashem. We never found that at all. But we did fear them about, you know, doing Avodah Zarah. So there was a neat notion to them to bring a korban. What they did, we miss it, kiyau. That's the first answer. Second answer, Mayor, to reject the riot. What's the second answer? This is an ingenious answer. And I didn't add this in shir. Write this down. Because they have a hostical tire on this. You guys with me? Rashi is of the opinion of Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel that a Shivcha Harufa is not only mutter to an Eved Ivri, but it's mutter to a regular Yisroel. Wow. That's Rashi, Shitin, Gitmem, Gimel, and after Maskovim. So it's Rashi, the Shitasa. Rashi would respond, don't give me that Raya. You're right, maybe there are Shivcha Harufas, but who was living with them? Who was living with them? Yisraelim were living with them. It's not only mutter to an Eved Ivri. According to the Sheet of the Rashba, and Rashi of Yonas ben Uziel and the Sefer HaChinuch, a Shivcha Charufa is mutter not only to an Eved Ivri, it's mutter to Yisrael. So that third man, Yisrael, doesn't have to be a what? Eved Ivri. Could have been a regular Yisrael. The Shagasari and the Chadash quotes the Rambam, Rovi Shonan, and say, Tavkin Eved Ivri. Okay, fine. But Rashi the Shitoso says not to it. You guys have Mem Gimel and Aleph? You have Mem Gimel and Aleph from Isa? What's Mem Gimel and Aleph? Okay, what do we say Mem Gimel and Rashi? Where's the Rashi to Ramaska 1? V'in. Do we have Mem Gimel and Aleph? Mem Gimel, I don't have it in my Gemara. Mem Gimel and Aleph. Someone read me that Rashi, Dibra Maska, real quick. Dibra Maska, V'in. Dibra Maska, V'in. Can someone find it real quick? V'in. Mem Gimel and Aleph. Oh, thank you. V'in. V'in Tim Solomar. I'm reading from the middle. He says, Befeir, from Matinu Mirach the Kamar. Law the Nitzav Achrina, Bahari Issa, Waskari, Lachari. Lachari, what's the Chari mean? What is a Chari? What's Chari mean? A free man. Doesn't have to be an Eved Ivri. A Shivcha Charufa is Mutta. So the third man in the picture of a Shivcha Charufa Yisrael could be a what? Could be Yisrael. So what I didn't point out in Shir is that it could be Rashi Lashitasa. Rashi rejects this riot because I hold that what? It's not a riot that there were what? That Yovel existed, because you can't bring a riot that was an Eved Ivri. Because maybe they were mutter to who? Yisraelin. That doesn't show there was Yovel. Jonathan, you got that? That's number two. And lastly, number three, it's amazing. Maybe there was what? What's this? Hair piercing called Ritzia. And Eved Ivri was permanent, can only go free during when? Yovel. So maybe they were a carryover from then. When they had Yovel, Basman Bayis Rishon, and they had married what? It's a little different because it's a different mechanism. The mechanism is that they were what? That they had Yovel, but they didn't go free in Yovel because Yovel was bottled. So they were what? After the Korban Bayis Rishon, they were about him forever. So they would marry Shivcha Charufas. After the Korban, there was Shivcha Charufas. Why were there Shivcha Charufas? Because the Chiddush of the what's Yotzim the Chiddush from the Ravan, that even though Eved Ivri is not Noeg, El Zman Shiyovel Noeg, but once it's Chal, the Din Eved Ivri can continue. The Din Eved Ivri can continue even though Yovel's not Noeg. Once you get it started, it can keep going. You understand what I'm saying? Eved Ivri got started because Yovel was started. Then when the Korban happened, Yovel stopped, Eved Ivri could still continue. Lamaisa. And they would still be Avadim from one door to the next because they couldn't go free because there was no Yovel anymore. That's an ingenious answer also. That doesn't prove Yovel's knowing by Shani. Maybe Yovel's not knowing by Shani. Beautiful answer. Three answers. Please get that down, guys. Okay, it's probably going to be on these two questions. Okay, 39. Now, we just did 39. Let's go to 40, guys. Let's go. Let's go to 40. Okay? You guys don't have college classes today, do you?
Yeah.
You don't have college classes today? You do?
Yeah.
Oh, because I thought we could go to finish for Meister. Yeah, like Avraham Soloveitchik, that's our Rebbe. The last day of his mind, he did 7 hours shir. 7 hours shir. They finished on the first parak of Avasra. There was a guy getting married that day, went to the mikvah in the middle. Went to the mikvah and came back to shir. Okay. And then they all went to the chasana. Number 40. What is the second raya of Rabbeinu Tam? Legave bate arechoma. What's the second raya that by Yovel existed? There is a din that if you buy an apartment in an old city, walled city, not old city, in a walled city from the time Yeshua ben Nun, you have a year to redeem it. You could throw the money at the guy and redeem it. So I buy it for $1 million. I could buy it for $1 million, and then I could throw the money. Then the guy who sold me can throw the money back at me and redeem it for $1 million. Now, what they used to do is to be captured the flag. They would hide. They would hide. I couldn't find the guy. I want my apartment back. Once I don't redeem it in a year, it's stuck. I can never get it back. It's chalut. I'm looking for the guy. I can't find him. It's hiding. It's like hide and go seek. It's like capture the flag. Actually, capture the flag is probably the opposite. It's not a good example of the game. Whatever it is, hide and go seek. So you know what they made a takana? That you could put the money in a box and then bang his door down and totally move back in. So therefore what? That proves that what? We have another drasha that this whole thing doesn't exist unless Yovel is Noeg. Ah, it's a raya brewer that Yovel is Noeg. Beautiful raya. That's Rabbeinu Tam's raya from Bate Arechoma. Beautiful raya. How can you have such a din? Shouldn't exist, Lamaisa. So you see that Yovel existed during Bayis Sheni.
Why does that have to do with Yovel, though?
It's a special drasha. There are two special psukim meir that connect Evid Ivri with Yovel and connect Bate Arechoma with Yovel. Both of them cannot exist if Yovel doesn't exist. They're special drushes. We quoted the Gemara Erkanah. I think it was Daf Kaftes. Okay, you got to check that out. All right, you want to check on the computer. I think it was Kaftes. It's Beferish Gemara. Lamed Aleph. I don't remember. One of those two. It's Beferish Gemara. Okay, how are you going to get out of that? That's number 40, 41. How do we reject the Raya of Rabbeinu Tam? How do we reject the Raya of Rabbeinu Tam from Bate Arechoma? Now, Usher, you with me? How do we reject the Raya? Please get it. Number one, the Ramban, Ritva, Ran, Chidushi, Ran, Rashba. They all say, all four of them, the Ramban and the Ritva, the Ran in here on the Dap Erif and Chidushi, Ran and the Rashba, all are Doche de Raya. They say, Bate Arechoma, Noeg, Min Rabbanan, Omi Eliezer. The whole thing was only the Rabbanan. The Rishonim Adan, oh yeah? Once you're saying that Bate Arechoma the Rabbanan, then Yovel is also good Min Rabbanan. Maybe they were knowing Bate Arechoma Min Rabbanan. And they bring a raya from the Sefer Yosef Ben Gurion. Must have been a historical Sefer. That Yovel was in Scottish during one of the Chashmonaim kings. That Yovel existed during one of the Chashmonaim kings. They were in the Scottish Yovel. So obviously it existed during Bayis Sheni. Historically. So Lamaisa, it's possible to say, they bring a raya from Sefer what? That Niskadish Yovel Meachan, what do you mean Niskadish Yovel? They only did him in Rabbanon, you have to say. Wasn't Minat Torah. Was only the Rabbanon. So Tosus tried to prove the Bani Yamin that what Yovel was knowing is my Bayis Sheni. What's the Teretz? Teretz is the one of Minat only Minat Rabbanon. It's not Minat Torah. It's only Minat Rabbanon. You got it, David? It's only Minat Rabbanon. Not only did they do Yovel the Rabbanon, but they are coming to Rabbanon. Okay, that answers number what? That answers 41, 42. What did Tosfos say to answer up the Dechi of the Rishon Magabe Bate Arechoma? What is Tosfos going to say back to that? Why didn't Tosfos entertain that maybe he's knowing only the Rabbanon? You follow me, Jonathan? How is Tosfos going to reject the rejection? So he said like this. Pnei Yehoshua said beautifully. The Gemara's Mashman Erkin that they used to count Shemitah to Mekadish, they used to count Yovel to count the Shemitah, to Mekadish the Shemitah. And Shemitah is only Noeg Min Rabbanan. The whole Gemara there, Jonathan, let's get it. The whole Gemara there that says that we count the what? The Shemitah to get the Yovel is only to make sure that we observe Shemitah Min Rabbanan. If it was going to say that we're observing Yovel to Rabbanan, the Gemara should have said it. The Gemara never once says it. That implies that we're knowing Shemitah Min Rabbanan, not Yovel. That's number one.
Say that again?
The Gemara in Erkin says we count the years of Yovel in order to observe Shemitah Min Rabbanan, we said. If we were observing Yovel Min Rabbanan, the Gemara would have said it. The Gemara doesn't say it. Smasher, they didn't observe it at all. That's what Taisa rejects, the rejection. Then the Pnei Yoshua asks, maybe Bat Erech Omer Unoig Min Rabbanan. Please get that. That's the next question. Yes? That's the next, that was 42, 43. Why would Taisa say the Rabbanan did not, it's not Mestab, the Rabbanan Masakin, Bat Erech Omer Min Rabbanan? Why do you think so? Why do you think it's not Mestab, Rasha? That they would not observe to create a din of Bat Erech Omer Min Rabbanan. You know why? Because what do we say from the Gemara Nerek and Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah? Jonathan, remember, for all intents and purposes, what is this deal all about? Bat Erech Omer. It's really ribbis. It's really ribbis. I got to live in $1 million apartment, $1.1 million apartment in the old city. And then the guy takes it back from me after a week. That means I got ribbis. I actually lived in his apartment for a week. For free, basically. I lost no money. Isn't that ribbis? The Torah matters it. Because on what landscape is it? Mechira. Ribbis is only also when it's in landscape of what? Loans. But min Rabbanan, they're not comfortable with making this deal of Batei Erech Omer on a level with Rabbanan because it looks too much like ribbis Yisrael. That's why they would not enact such a thing, Taisa says. That's what the Pnei Yoshua says. Not only was Yovel not knowing min Rabbanan, the Gemara would have said it. Number two, there was no Batei Erech Omer min Rabbanan because the Rabbanan would have been uncomfortable doing it because it looks too much like ribbis. One thing, if it's theorized, that Hashem said it was okay. But for the Rabbanan to create it, it was too much like ribbis, they didn't want to do it. Okay? Very good. That answers number what? 43. 44. Hashtag us is now the Rabbi Natan has proven that Yovel is no egg during Bayashani. How could Hillel make a prusbol? It was the Arisa. Shemitah's son is the Arisa. How could he have made a prusbol? That's how Taisus builds up his kasha. And what's the answer? Amazing answer. Hillel's takana was not for Bayashani. It was what? After the Korban. It was for after the Korban. Wow. The whole takana's prusbol was for after the Korban. Plain and simple. That's how he was able to do it. Because otherwise, you could not stop something that was d'oraisa. And Yovel was no egg, according to the Torah Bayashani. So how can you tell me it works? How can you tell me Shemitah Sub is d'oraisa? Hillel wants to stop it. The answer is that Hillel never wanted to stop it. He only wanted to do it for subsequent generations after the Korban. The Gemara has a Shiloh. Did he make it for Hur's door or for what? Subsequent Doros? How did Tosas reread it? Even if it's for the first door after the Korban or all Doros ad bias kol Mashiach. Remember we said that's how he read it? But he definitely didn't do it for his own door. It's either for the first door after the Korban, only that first door, or for all Doros subsequent to the Mashiach. That was the Shiloh of the Gemara. That's how Rabbeinu Tam says Pshat. Amazing. Amazing, guys. That's the answer of what? Number 44. 40, yes, Jonathan.
Didn't we take a huge problem, though, with the fact that he could have made a takana for after the Korban?
Yeah, we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. Excellent. We're going to get to it. You know what? As long as you ask it, let's say this right now. I'm glad you said it. Let's get this down, okay? Let's get this down. The other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, Ritva, Miri, and the Chiddush Yoran are Cholek on Rabbeinu Tam, okay? They're Cholek on Rabbeinu Tam. How are they Cholek on Rabbeinu Tam? You tell me. It's not Ra'ui to make a Takana after the Korban. It doesn't feel good. Dayei Tsara L'Shata. What is Dayei Tsara L'Shata? You'll deal with the tzuris when you get to there. It's not right that he made a Takana for subsequent generations after the Korban. They're not comfortable with that. What's another phrase similar? Ein liftoch peh l'satan. Excellent. Get this down. Who says this? The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, Miri, and the Chushan all argue on Rabbeinu Tam. They say it's not right. It's not right. Plain and simple, it's not right. Okay, we got a lot of guys out. Okay, I don't want it to happen. That's what I'm saying. I don't want it. Okay, I really don't want this to happen. We got it. It's only 1:15. Okay, I don't want to have to say it every time. Okay. You got to try to go before, and then if you have, it's an emergency. But I don't want to do that, any. Okay? Let's get it. So what did the other Rishonim say? Bizman Bayashani. Come on, guys, let's focus. Bizman Bayashani, what's the din? Lo ha'yirov rosh min alev. What does that mean? Bizman Bayashani, lo ha'yirov rosh min alev. Bizman Bayashani, we did not have most of the Jews on the planet Earth. We did not have most of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Even though there were some from every Shevet, that's not called Rov Yoshvan Aleph. You need a Rov from every Shevet. That's what the other Rishonim say. You need a Rov from every Shevet. And Rabbeinu Tam responds, no way. As long as you have a representation from every Shevet, a little bit, that's enough. The only time is it a problem when it's Chasul Legamri. When it's Chasul Legamri from one Shevet, that's called Ein Yoshvan Aleph. So according to Minatam, as long as you have dispersed some guys from every Shevet, that's called Rov Yoshvan Aleph. That is called Rov Yoshvan Aleph. You need to have some guys in every Shevet according to Minatam. According to the Rishonim, forget about it. No way. You need to have Rov from every single Shevet. You don't have Rov from every Shevet, that's not Rov Yoshvan Aleph. Rabbi Natan says, I believe Yoel was knowing by Sheni, and they had what? A mixus from every Shevet, Lamaisa. We had a mixus from every Shevet, and that's enough of a representation. I'll be din. Okay. Where are we up to? That answers what? Please get that. Answer number 44. 45. What is the second answer of Tysus? What's the second answer of Tysus? The Inami. What's the Inami? What's the Inami? Inami means what? Second answer. What's the second answer? Second answer was an amazing answer. Hefker based on Hefker. Even if it's D'Oraisa, even if Shemitah Sukkos and Meir is D'Oraisa, I'm probably going to ask these two answers. Even if Shemitah Sukkos is D'Oraisa, I don't care. I can make a prusbel because of Hefker based on Hefker. And Rava was coming to answer the original Kasha. Rava was answering the original Kasha on Omer Aleph when Rava said Hefker based on Hefker. And we said this is startling to us. Why is it startling for us, this Inami? What do we say on this Inami? What do we say? Who normally learns like this, that Rav is coming to answer the Kasha on Aleph? Rashi or Tosis? Rashi. This Inami is going like Rashi, says the Maharsha and the Maharshit. This one is going like Rashi. Okay? And we said that's an amazing shot, Lamaisa. That's what we said from who? That's what we said from the Maharsha and the Maharshit. However, the Beis HaLevi says a different shot. Please get it. The Beis HaLevi says the Smag. Who is the Smag? Who's the Smag? The Sefer what?
Mitzvos
Gedolos. Mitzvos Gedolos. He paskins like Rebbe, because Hillel goes like Rebbe, Avin HaKadosh. But at the same time, he says this answer. This answer was said. This answer, the Inami is saying that what? That can answer the original Kasha. Even if Shemitah was the Araisa, it would work. So how can you paskin like Rebbe? That's the Rabbanon. So we said an amazing answer from Beis HaLevi. Please get it. Tosfos in theory, Aryeh says that Hefker Beis HaLevi could answer the what? The original Kasha. But that's not the way he had learned the Kasha. How did Tosfos learn the Kasha? Not that how is the mechanism, but he said philosophically it's wrong. Why would Hillel want to stop something that's D'Oraisa? That was the Kasha of the Gemara. Hefker Beis HaLevi would not be answering that. So that's why he doesn't learn like that. This is, and therefore he doesn't answer like that. Because it's a different kasha. But in a Hanami, after Mishnah would be a mechanism. But that wasn't the Gemara's kasha. So it could very well be, according to Ben Tam, Hillel was what? Close to the Korban. And he knew when the Mishnah would be destroyed. So it's good that Hillel made such a, he taught his, the door of the Korban to make a prusbel. Even a little bit before. He did Hefker based on Hefker. Because that's not an Akira Mitzvah. Because it's going to be nullified anyway. And in theory, Hefker Beis HaNefer could get the job done. So in theory, the Teretz of Rava of Hefker Beis HaNefer would be a mechanism to answer the first Kasha. But that wasn't the Kasha. Even according to Rava, Hillel should have been Mesakin this after the Korban. Hillel Hayel Mesakin Zim Shum Shachar HaKorban Ena Shmita Min HaTayr. So you see that he paskins that it's the Rabbana. And in theory, it would work. I mean, not Torah, but he did it for what? He did it while the Beis HaMikdash existed, but for after the Beis HaMikdash got destroyed. And the reason why Tosfos did not learn that it was answering the original Kasha, because that wasn't the Kasha, what's the mechanism. If that was the Kasha, it would work. Kasha was philosophically, it's wrong to do this. That's why I didn't learn the Kasha. But in a Hanami, you can learn this Inami within Tosfos' scheme, that the mechanism would be good enough, but that's not the way Tosfos learned the Kasha. So you don't have to say like the Maharam Shift and the Maharam Shah and the Maharam Shift that this Inam is Lefi Rashi. It could be within Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam. And that's the Mahal that the Beis HaLevi gives, because the Kasha of Tosfos was different. Kasha of Gemara was different. And he made the Takana, Bisman Abayis, because it would eventually be destroyed. He knew it was going to be destroyed. So he could teach them, even if they did have Kribez Nefesh, not Nekira Mitzvah, because it was going to be Spatul anyway. And therefore, Gam the Rabba Hill could have made the Takana, Mishum Haile, he should Akra Kurman, Eina Shmita Min HaTayr. And therefore, what Akoponim, Gam the Rabba Hill could have made the Takana Akra Kurman, Eina Shmita Min HaTayr. Okay, so that's a shot that we want to suggest. That answers which one? That answers number 45, 46. What does Tysus, let's get it, guys. Okay, what does Tysus say? On the Gemara Nerik, and the Havim, and the Fida Maskan. Tysus says, now that I've proven that Yovel exists during Bayis Sheni, the Gemara Nerik implies that it doesn't. That they only counted Shemitah for what? They only counted Shemitah for what? For purposes, they only counted Yovel for purposes of Shemitah. Mashma the what? The Yovel didn't exist. No. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. Because the Shvatim had not returned yet. Only two Shvatim returned, Yudim and Yamin, when they came back from Babel. That's why you don't have Rov Yoshua left. That's why it was what? That was the Havamina of the Gemara. What's the Maskana? Yirmiyahu brought everyone back, all the 10 Shvatim. Yoshiyahu was the king. Turned out everyone was living there from all the 12 Shvatim. That's enough. And therefore, Yovel is no egg. The Havamina was they all didn't come back. The Maskana is they all came back. And therefore, since as long as you have a representation from everyone, that's enough. That's what Tysus says on the Gemara Nerik, and the Havamina and the Maskana. The Gemara and the Havamina thought it was what? The Rabbanim. In the Maskana, that's the other Isaac, because everyone was there. That's 46, 47. Let's go. How are the other Rishonim arguing on Tysus? Like Abiyor Roshman Aleph. That's what Chanan asked before. There's no way that was Rov Yoshman Aleph. You need a robe of every Shavit. You can't have a little representation of every Shavit. Plain and simple. Who are the Rishonim? You remember? The Rabban, Rashba, Ritva, Miri, and Chedish Aran. Five Rishonim. Rabban, Rashba, Ritva, Miri, and Chedish Aran. 48. That was 47. 48. What did Tysus ask at the end of the Tysus Legabe the Shvatim? Please get this. What did Tysus ask Lamais at the end of the Tysus Legabe the Shvatim? You guys remember? He said like this. I don't understand. How could the Gemara have a Havim and only two Shvatim came back? There's a Zil Kari Beirav. What does Zil Kari Beirav mean? What does the phrase Zil Kari Beirav mean? Any little kid knows in the Bismedrash, the Pasuk of Tanakh, that all the Shvatim came back, all 12, and save for Ezra. So how could the Gemara have a Havamina? Tosos leaves his Akasha. That's number 40 what? 48. 49. What does Rabbi Yaakov Emden ask on the Akasha of Tosos? What's his terrace? He says, oh yeah? Where does it say in Ezra? Where does it say in Ezra that all 12 came back? It doesn't say it anywhere. Maybe it's referring to Perachet Lamed Hay. Where they delivered 12 karbonos. There were maybe 12 karbonos. Maybe that's what the Gemara men Huri is davov. That's like the Shifta Yisrael. The 12 karbonos are like what? The 12 karbonos are like the Shifta Yisrael. So maybe that's what Tysus meant. Okay, that's 49. And then 50. Lamaisa. 50. You got it, guys? Let's go on to year 2. What's number 50? What's Ma Girsha Shal Aben Aryeh? Bipshap and Tysus. Fiza Ma Kusha Shal Tysus Aben Atam. What did the Ben Arya add in? The word lo. Wow. He added the word lo in. What does the word lo mean? What does the word lo mean? Oh, lo means no. Right? Miu kasha gano zilbe kerahu de Ezra lo mani l'choshe shvatim. It doesn't say it anywhere in Ezra they had all 12. So what's the kasha then? The kasha is on Rabbeinu Tam. How could Rabbeinu Tam say there was a representation of all the shvatim? Never says it anywhere in Ezra. That's what Tysus was asking. That's what the Ramban asked on Rabbeinu Tam. In Ezra, three times, Perak Yud Posek Tes, Perak Aleph Posek Hei, Perak Dal Posek Aleph only mentions Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin. Where do you say that it says all of them? That all of them were represented? It doesn't say it anywhere in Ezra. So you put the word lo in, then we interpret it as being a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. How would we answer it? We would answer it based on what, Jonathan? What we said earlier. That what? That as long as there's a small representation of each Shevet, that's enough. I never said that they were all there, a row from every Shevet, but maybe what? Maybe there's a representation of all of them, even though the Pasuk really doesn't say that either. Only says Shevet and Binyamin was there, Yud and Binyamin. So the way the Ben Arya is asked is learning Tais, we're asking a Kasha in a minute of time and leave it as a Kasha. And the Kasha is, how can a minute of time say that Yovel exists in Rai Sheni, we have Shvat represented from all the Shvatim, and only said Yud and Binyamin? So I'm answering maybe if you find in the Pesukim, there's all the Pesukim meant is that Yehuda and Binyamin were the only two Shvatim, and Rova them were from there. then maybe the other Shvatim were represented a little bit. So maybe that's the answer that you could give to answer that kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, great. That's shir number one, guys. Yes, now we go to shir number two, B'chazara. Let's go. Let's go, guys. We got time. Let's go. Here we go. Number one. Shir two, B'chazara, number one. What's the kasha we've shown him? Why on earth does Hillel need to make a takana of Bruzbol? There's another track. Maslul is the Hebrew word. Maslul is a track. What is the other track? You ready? Make a simple tanai. Let's get it down, Eliezer. Make a simple tanai that I'm loaning you the money on the condition that Shemitah, that the canceling won't be, the canceling won't be, take. The canceling will not be happen during Shvi. Shlo tishmeteni bishvis. Shlo tishmeteni bishvis. Not that Shemitah never, you don't rip out a Paskin Chumash, but I don't want Shemitah to apply to me. I don't want Shemitah to apply to me. Why do you have to make a Hillel have to make such a fancy takana? Just make a tanai and that's fine. That's number one. That's the answer to number one. What was the kasha you showed him? Asked, why does Hillel need to make a takana brusel? There's another track. What is that track? Make a condition to you and the lova that you don't want your shmita to apply to your loan. Not that you run rip out of pussy and chumash kasha shalom, but you just don't want shlo tish metenu bishvis, not shlo tish metenu shvis. That's saying I want to rip out a pasuk in Chumash, Chas V'Shalom, but I don't want it to apply bishvis. It's a great kasha. That's number one. Number two, we had eight answers for this. Remember, this will be on the Mechina. This will be on the Mechina, 1 through 4, Bli Neder. All these are Bli Neders, saying Katars Nedarim in a few days and also Kol Nidre. But nonetheless, I try to be a man of my word, even though what? The Neder is abolished, Asher. Thought you were going to remind me of that, right? Okay. So what does it say? Give eight answers. Here we go. Number three is give three answers. You ready? Unbelievable. We had eight answers to this kasha. Let's go, guys. If you have kashas, you can always call me. Number one, the Ran and the Ritva say, we're in number shir number two because they're number one, Jonathan. The Ran and the Ritva say, no one remembers to make it tonight during the time of the Havah. Who's going to remember? And if people don't remember, they're going to lose their chov. And then what's going to happen? No one's going to lend any money anymore. This is the first answer of all eight, which is number three, which is give the three answers to this mayor. So according to the Rod and the Ritva, no one's going to remember to make it tonight. If you lose the chov, it's going to lock the door in front of the guy. Therefore, Hillel made a takana that the malva should write it after the loan at Erev Shvis. Every Erev Shvis, every Erev Sof Shvis, people are going to remember. They're going to have a rav. The rav of the shul is going to tell them. We're doing it twice, I told you, because there's three guys who missed it on Sunday, so we're doing it tomorrow, B'ezras Hashem.
I mean, is the answer for three or two? This is two, right?
Mayor, 1 through 4 yeah. Is a kasha, and there are eight answers to that kasha. I divided it up. One is the kasha. What is the kasha that we showed in White Hill and Menemek and Tekana? Cruzwell, just make a tanai. The tanai between the Ma'av and Lovash, Lotish, Patev, Shviz. That's the answer number one. Number two is that kasha that we did, that Rishon him asked. I want to give three answers, then three is three more answers, and then four is two. 3 plus 3 plus 2 is 8. Yes? So I could give on the Mechina, give me 8 answers to this kasha. That's what I'm going to ask from 1 to 4. What is the kasha, and what are the 8 answers to this kasha? Jonathan, you with me? Number one, the Malv and the Leib will not remember to make it tonight. And then they'll lose the debt, and they're going to stop lending. He'll admit it to Kano, and everyone's going to remember. In a uniform that Ma will write at the end of Shemitah year, and it'll be fine. That's one answer. Number two, the Ramban and the Miri give another answer to the Ritva and Makis, and they say, I don't like this business of making a tanai. Why not, Aryeh? Because if everyone makes a tanai, they're going to forget the Shemitah stuff and never existed. Through a Pruzbol, it's going to be recognizable that they're coming to what? They're coming to make a Pruzbol in Beis Din, and it's going to be an imprint that Shemitah existed. If you make it tonight, no one's even going to talk about the concept of what? Of cancellations. They'll just make it tonight. They're not even going to think about it. I mean, I could question that, right? Obviously, you're making it tonight that it won't cancel. Aren't you talking about it? But I guess it's much more objective. You know, it's like a quick tonight done. When you go to a base, it's much more of a big deal, a ceremony, and they're going to talk to you about it. It's stuff until stopping it. So it's a better answer. And everyone's going to understand that Beis Din collects it, and that's why there's no Shemitah. But if you do it tonight, it's like you're going to rip a pasuk out of Chumash, God forbid. That's two. And number three, the Ritva gives a second teretz, which we thought was also an unbelievable answer. The Ritva and Makkah says, no one's going to want to make it tonight. because people are supposed to be nice people. We're all B'nai Torah. I'm proud of all you guys. Bali Midas. You're learning. You have to be learning and also Midas. You have to combine both. The Malva. Why do you think a Malva would make such a Tanakh? Because he doesn't what? He doesn't trust the Lova is going to pay it back before Shemitah. That's going to make the Lova feel real bad. Not only does the Lova feel bad, have to borrow money. It's a bad thing when you have to borrow money. God forbid, you guys should never have to be in that state ever, that you have to borrow money from anyone. That's one thing, you feel bad enough of it. But number two, the Malva is going to give off, convey that he doesn't trust him, he's going to pay back in time. So that's why you have to make it tonight. So no one's going to want to make it tonight. So it's never going to get done. So rather go with a Prusbul that's much more uniform, Lamaisa, and therefore what? It's going to happen in a way that what? That won't be embarrassing to anyone. Because if this Mana Piron goes before Shemitah, the mob is not going to want to make it tonight, that it shouldn't cancel it. Let's say you make a loan to a guy, you want it to be paid back 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Why are you making it tonight? Why do you think you're making it tonight that Shemitah shouldn't cancel? Because you're saying to him, I know you're not going to pay me back on time, and in 2 weeks what's going to happen? It's going to get canceled, so we better make it tonight. It's going to make him feel terrible. So therefore the mob is a nice guy, doesn't want to make it tonight, so no one, it's not going to accomplish anything. So do something uniform, everyone does it, it's not going to embarrass anyone, and therefore the Malva will get the job done and the loan will remain intact. Beautiful answer. That answers which one? Number two, three. Give three other terutzim. I said in number three it should be tain od, it should be shlosha. I don't know, maybe I wrote that wrong. Please write that down. In three it's tain shlosha terutzim. Not od. Tain shlosha terutzim. Here we go. Number one, which is four in total. The Ritva gives another answer. You know what it shows? You're giving an ayin hara to Shemitah's Ksafim. That's basically what you're doing. You don't want any Shemitah's Ksafim, so you make it tonight. It's not respectful. It's like you're mezalz on the mitzvahs. It's like you don't want to do a mitzvah, getting out of the mitzvah. That's why a tonight is not good. People aren't going to do it. We don't want to make that policy. Public policy. Ritva and Makis. Number five, which is the second answer to this question. Mr. Rishona says, not everyone knows the din. Not everyone knows the din. Not everyone knows the din, and they're going to make a mistake and make it tonight, and they're going to say it in what manner? Shalot Tishamet Shviz. What's wrong with saying it like that, Jonathan and Aryeh? What's wrong with saying Shalot Tishamet Shviz? That's ripping out a Puskin Chumash. Says, I am Ashokasa B'Torah. Excellent. They're not going to know how to do it well. They're Amaratzim. So don't go down that pathway. Now, the Tshuva Me'av and Chelek Av Siman Ma'ayin Beis asks, why does the Mishnah Mimarach so much? What did it say? Kishenimnu Am L'Havot Zed Zed. Why does he have to see me so Mimarach? Just say, Shenimnu L'Havot, they stop lending. Why does he have to say Mizel L'Zed, such an Arichas Lashon? The answer is because there are many Amaratzim. They don't know the Eitz of Mesir Shtar Slobezni. That's what it means, L'Maisa. That's why it said, L'Maisa, come on, it's Mishnah, Hamon Amayaritz. There are many people that are lend each other. They have no idea that they can give over their shtars to the basis. You better make a prusbul. According to Mishnah Rishona, the many people are Amaratzim. They don't know how to make a Tanai, you could say. So I ask you, why was the Mishnah Marach? And one of two reasons. One is because why? They don't know the eights of Mishnah shtars to the basin. So that's why it says they give to each other. They could easily, it's hinting to the fact they could just give over the shtars to the basin. Well, they're Amaratzim, they don't know. Or also the Amaratzim, they don't know how to make a Tanai. Okay, that answers number one. That answers number three.
One more.
Okay, six. The Minchas Chinuch. Excellent. Excellent, guys. Minchas Chinuch and the Pisgah Tshuva say from the Tua Shor. Very interesting. If the Malva makes the Tanai, who's got to agree to the Tanai? The Lova. Excellent, Gabriel. Maybe the Lova won't agree to it. So the Malva will say, forget about it. You don't want to agree to the Tanai. I'm not going to lend you money. And he ends up being over a lav. Therefore, he'll make a Prusbul where it's not totally in the Lova. Remember we said he write a Prusbul? We don't care about the Lova. It's not up to him. It's only up to the Malva. It's unilateral with the basin. That's why it's much better to a Prusbul than a Tanai. In fact, the Chinuch in the end of Mitzvah's Tough Pay says, maybe you'll ask me why did Hashem write this Lav? Person can make it Tanai and get out of the Lav. You know what he says? Hashem gives us laws even though you can make your own conditions and get out of them. Plain and simple. Seems like the Minchas Chinuch says the Chinuch is against the Tvuah Shor. Seems like he's against the Tvuah Shor. Seems like Lamaisa, you can make it tonight, and you really, there's no problem with making it tonight. Okay? There's really no problem with making it tonight. The Tvuah Shor said, no way. Tanais are bad because you'd be over the law. Seems like the Chinuch had no problem with making the Tanais. You could make the Tanais, but despite that, made what? They didn't. Rules and regulations. In a Hanami, you might even have the Ratzon Lulova. But Lamaisa, Chinuch seems to say, Lamaisa is not the end of the world, Lamaisa. And he owes his cholik and the two ashore. And he doesn't negate Tanayim so quickly. Okay. That answers which one?
Three.
Four. You have two other Terutzim, which makes it eight in total. The Piskei Tshuva quotes a Chassam Sofer that says an ingenious answer. Even if the Lov agrees with the Tanai, the Mava still will be over. Why? Because when you make a Tanai, what does that show? That you would not agree to lend the money if there would be a cancel. That's the Lov. Chassam Sofer. Piskei Tshuva quotes a Chassam Sofer. That's an amazing answer. Such a sharp answer, no? By you making a Tanai, what's it showing? That I never would have lent this guy money if what? If he wouldn't agree to the condition. That's against the law. I would not lend the money if I know it's canceled. That's a shamer. So the Tanai doesn't help you. That's why what Hillel needed to kind of approve to get out of it. If you look at Rashi and Makis on Gimel and Medbeis, he says, Helveni Amanash Lishmani Atabashvis, Tanai Uzeh. He doesn't say the word Avar, but he read it in. The Bach says, even though you're over the lav of Yishar Melecha. So he wants to say Rashi holds like the Sam Sofer. Even though the Beis Yosef says Avar is lav daf, he doesn't really say the word Avar. I looked it up. But the Beis Yosef is saying very good. He didn't say Avar. So for sure he didn't mean it. But the Bach says he meant Avar, he meant like the Sam Sofer. So it could be the Sam Sofer's status found in Rashi. Rashi and Makis. That even if you made it tonight, you'd be over a lav. Okay, number eight. Eighth terz. What's the eighth terz? The eighth teretz is as follows. It could very well be, says the Chiddushi Arim, based on the Rosh. What did the Rosh say? The lava of Leugos begins when? The beginning of the year. Remember we said Chabad Jewry, the Balatani held like the Rosh, they made it last year. When is the cancellation loan? The end of the year. So what's going to happen? There's two dinim. Cancellation loans, the end of the year. The issue of pressuring begins at the beginning of the year. So the Tanai works what? The Gabi the Din Momo, that it doesn't cancel. But the Gabi the Isser of pressuring, that the Tanai doesn't help. That's why you need the Pruz Bowl, because the Pruz Bowl allows you to even pressure. That answers number what? Number five. Okay? That answers number four. Okay? Why did the Rishonim, I want you to get this down. This is all part of what? Part of five. Why did the Rishonim not like this last answer? You tell me. Because lo yigos is totally in the din mamon. Once the mamon is not canceled, there will be no lav. That's number one. Number two, the lav of lo yigos is a mamon lav. So the Tanai will help on the mamon lav. So you can reject that answer in one of two ways, that last answer. Please get it. The lav of lo yigos is totally in the mamon. So if the mamon's not canceled till in the end of the year, so there will be no lav. That's why they didn't like that answer. That's why they disagree with the rush. You can't make a split. And number two, the lav of Yigos is a din mamon. The Tanai will work on what? Din mamon. And this lav is also a din mamon. Okay, last one. And then please, the Chaz are over. And then we got one word with the Chumash. What is the Ksos ask on the rush? Five and six. What is the Ksos quote from the Chuz a rush? That he screamed like a krukia. Why is no one doing what? Shemitah. He couldn't believe this. No one writes a Pruz Bowl. He can't believe it. The Rosh said, I'll tell you why, because it's a built-in Tanai. All their loans are a Tanai that Shemitah will not be Mishamid, Bishvis. That's how he was Malamed Tzchus in the whole world. As if every loan they made was Shalot, or Amanash, Shalot, Tishmeteni, Bishvis. You got to get this one. Every one of them. So the Ksos asks on the Rosh, that doesn't make any sense, because the Rosh says the Isser starts when? In the beginning of the year. And the Shemitah cancellation loans at the end. So the end of the year is when the cancellation, the beginning of the year there's an Isser. And the Isser does not shock to make a Tanai. The Ksos asks, you can't make a Tanai. So that's what? That's number one. Number six and seven. What's the answer? The answer is that what? The lava of Lo-Yugos is a Din Momo. The Tanai works on the Din Momo. And then answer number eight. What's the second answer of Asher L'Shlomo? Listen to this ingenious answer of Shmuel Berman, Binyamin's great-great-great-uncle. Listen to this, Terence. You know what he says, Eliezer? What does Asher L'Shlomo say? He says, when the chov is not canceled, there's no Isser lo yigos. Only when there's a cancellation is there an Isser lo yigos. So according to the Rosh, the Isser lo yigos, the Tanai works. Why? Because there's no Isser of what? There's no Isser Lamaisa. There's no Isser. When the Chov is not Nishmat, there's no Isser Loyigos. So it works out beautifully. The Chov Lamaisa Sheikhacho Shmita, then there's an Isser Loyigos. So the Gabi Isser Loyigos, the Tanai works. Because in the beginning of the year, there's no cancellation. So there's no cancellation. There's no what? There's no Isser Loyigos. So Lamaisa, the Isser Loyigos, the Tanai would work because there's no Isser Loyigos. And therefore, the Terence of Chodesh Arim goes out the what? Goes out the window. And therefore, the Tanai would have worked. So that eighth answer goes up in smoke. Okay, let's close with something Chumash. You know, we talk about Slicha Mechila. I have an amazing thing to say.